This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. And we've been talking about seizures and epilepsy and triggers and supplements to minimize those events. Dr. Shuley, one of the things that I wanted to give out your number for your clinic. Now, this is not the number to call in right this moment to talk to Dr. Shuley on the air, but it is the number if you'd like to call his clinic and talk to him after the broadcast or to set up an appointment to talk with him, or if you have questions about setting up an electronic doctor's appointment, consultation, etc. 417-351-5221. Yeah, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the office slash clinic number for Dr. Shuley's office in Springfield. That's in the central time zone here in the United States. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to his website and order his supplements, you can do that. NormShuley.com. 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 Dr. Shuley, auroras prior to an epileptic seizure. Could you tell us what an aurora is or what that feeling might
be? Well, it could be any number of things. It could be a memory. It could be a flashing light or a scene. I think that's the most likely thing is something happening either in the mind or in the memory.
Okay. And we have, in the past, we've had a family member who had a seizure. And our dogs knew about it. They knew that this was going to happen. Like, they didn't know a day in advance or a week in advance. They knew, you know, seconds in advance. Have you heard of that, Dr. Shuley? It's pretty darn clear to me that this happened.
Oh, yeah.
That the dogs knew.
Dogs are extremely intuitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm not feeling well, the dogs will come over and they'll kind of nudge me and, you know, just to, yeah. And then they'll take a smell and then see if they think I'm okay. And if I'm not, they'll nudge me. It's kind of a nice feeling to know that they know. And I just wish we were as good at knowing when they're not feeling well. It's harder for us to tell when they're not feeling well as it is for them to tell when we are feeling well. Okay. Anthony Fauci said that it's quite, quote, too soon to tell, end quote, if families can gather for Christmas. And he also said that immigrants are, quote, absolutely not, end quote, responsible for COVID spread. I don't understand. We are letting immigrants in, illegal aliens, I think they call them undocumented people, illegal aliens. They are jumping the fence, coming in here, and he says they are not, absolutely not responsible for COVID spread. I'm not quite sure how that...
That is beyond stupid. It's either stupid or lying.
or both. Yeah, and my understanding is that up to 1 in 5 or 20% of the people coming jumping the border who have been in high concentrations of, you know, close proximity to each other, high population density, if you will, for, you know, gathering to jump the fence, they are really in close contact. And the numbers that I've been reading is as many as 1 in 5 or 20% are infected with COVID-19.
Yep.
So how is it possible that they are not responsible for the spread? That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous that somebody in the highest paid government person, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was saying.
Come on, Vince. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anything from the government, personally.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. There's nothing that I trust about them. Well, Dr. Shirley, what about the up-the-nose COVID-19 test? Is it possible that that's a delivery system? The reason I ask is they stick this thing up your nose. I haven't had one, and I don't want to have one. I'd probably refuse it at all costs. But why can't they just say, I'll tell you what, here's a clean Kleenex, blow your nose in here, and then we'll just take a swab of that.
Because they won't spread it, in my opinion.
Yeah. So you think that the swab is a delivery device so that people will get it?
I honestly would think it's possible, for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't know, but it's possible. Yeah. So it sounds to me like we should all avoid getting that thing up our nose, right? That test.
Well, they are sticking it any part of my body.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Well, Dr. Shealy, I've been using the term for the last couple of weeks, the China genocide. Do you think that that is the wrong term, or might that be an appropriate term for what we're saying with
COVID-19? Well, as far as I can tell, it was purposefully originated in China. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And it kills people, and it's man-made. And so would genocide be a reasonable term to add to what this is? I mean, is this not genocide?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, so then, Dr. Shealy, what about Christmas? For some reason, and I guess it's tradition, people feel they absolutely, positively need to do several things. One is to buy presents for people in their family and friends. The other thing they do is they feel they have to go and be with family on a specific day, December 25th, for most people who are Christians. And I'm thinking that, if I wanted to do that, why would it be that day? Why not pick a different day? And why fight the traffic? Why fight, I'm certainly not getting on an airplane or a bus or a train or a taxi. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to use public transportation. And why that day? I mean, why fight when everybody else fights for that day? Why not pick a different day?
Well, my family's always done that for various holidays. Birthdays, holidays. If there's some reason, you choose a different day.
Yeah. Yeah. And December 25th was a made-up day anyway. Right? I mean, we really don't know. It could have been July 14th. But December 25th was picked, and that's when people celebrate Christmas. And at least that's my understanding. We don't know when the birth of Christ was.
Definitely my understanding, too.
Yeah. So why do people do that? I guess that's one question, a rhetorical question. But the other point is, what are your thoughts about getting together, traveling to be with the family and have Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, Easter dinner, those kinds of, traditional things that we used to do in the good old days before the China genocide. Do you think that we should avoid putting ourselves in situations where we meet with other people, or do we just do it?
Well, it varies with all of the people you're meeting with, and even in your own family, what they've been exposed to, you have to think these things out these days.
Here's what we did, Dr. Shealy. Now, this may seem extravagant. This may seem over-the-top cautious, but I'd love to hear your comments. So when the China genocide was just unfolding, just in the very beginning of it, I thought, gosh, we don't know how this is going to spread, and I'm thinking about, the plague. We really didn't know. This was in the beginning, roughly almost 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago. And I was thinking, if somebody in our family gets it, we'd like to be able to take care of them, but we don't want them to be in the house. Or what if if someone comes to visit and we want to quarantine them until we make sure they're okay? Because we don't really know. And because some people are asymptomatic, some people are symptomatic. So what we did was we bought a used travel trailer. You know, one of those camper trailers, if you will. It's like 20-something feet long. It's 20 years old. It's nothing extravagant. It's used, but it's clean and neat inside. It has a toilet and has a sink and has a refrigerator, has a stove and, you know, cooktop, that kind of thing. And the plan was, if somebody got sick, that's where they're going. They're not going to come into the house where we have a heating system that will blow air from one room to the next to the next to the next. And, you know, we all breathe the recirculated air. So that's what we did should someone get the China genocide. Do you think that is...
That is extreme preparedness.
Well, yeah. And I figured that, you know, if we can have it undercover, so it's not like it's getting beat up by the sun. And I figured we could always sell it for what we pay for it, because we didn't pay much for it. It's not a brand new one. It's not one that's going to depreciate anymore. It's already gotten to the bottom of the depreciation schedule. So, you know, it's over 20 years old or so. All right, so is that something that you would do, Dr. Shield? Well, you have a place where you could put someone who you thought has...
We have what I call the annex. It's a little apartment next door to the house.
Mm-hmm. And so your annex would be our little camper trailer, right? I mean, the same purpose, right?
Right.
And is that something that you would do Well, let me ask you this. If you had people drop in, they just got off a plane and they were relatives, I mean, let's say they came from, you know, halfway across the country and they came to visit you, would you say, tell you what, why don't you stay in the annex?
Yeah.
Is that what you... Oh, okay. Because we would say, great, we got a perfect place for you. It's right out back. It's in the camper. Okay, I just want to know if I'm just being hyper cautious, you know, without reason or... Okay, so airplane. I think you and I talked about airplane travel. Your thoughts on that so the class can hear about it? I'm not going on an airplane. Your thoughts, Dr. Shuley?
I have given away most of my airplane miles. Mm-hmm. I plan on doing no travel within the foreseeable future.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not getting on any plane where I have to wear a mask. And certainly, sooner or later, they're going to require a vaccine. So that rules me out for travel. Probably for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. I was watching this series on Netflix about, and I don't know the exact title of it, but it's How to Become a Tyrant. And, you know, it sounds like a silly kind of thing. But... So, if you want to be a tyrant, you know, you study guys like Idi Amin, Muammar Gaddafi, you know, people like that who have taken over their countries and they're dictators. And so what do? Well, they threaten people, they spy on people, they read their mail. And when we had Lenin in the Soviet Union and we had Stalin, in Russia, I should say, they set up a mail reading organization that read people's mail to make sure that they knew who was a potential problem to their regime. And we have that. We have that. We have the government reading our emails. We have the government reading our texts. We have the government monitoring our searches on the internet. We have all that. We have the police to tell us what to do, where to go, where not to go, and when we can go and when we can't go. It's all here. It's all here, and this is what dictatorships do: lock people down, and that's what's happening in Australia. And these passports—that's the.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit, and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago, but in the sea of noise. How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about descent into madness. And Dr. Sheila, this is mainstream. This is mainstream media, and FoxNews.com published this one day ago. And here it is, quote, headlines. Largest Louisiana health system fines employees with unvaccinated spouses, end quote. What is happening is this organization, OCHSNER Health, Ochsner Health, will start charging employees $200 a month or $100 per pay period if their spouse or partner is unvaccinated.
Oh, they're trying to lose more employees, all I can say.
Yeah, and we have some we'll call them acquaintances, friends, who work in the Springfield medical hospitals. There's two major hospitals and maybe one minor one in Springfield, Missouri. And the two major ones have told their employees, that the health workers, that they will be vaccinated. And some of them are saying, actually, we're not going to be. And they quit. They just quit the profession. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them, because as you and I discussed, there is no one on the planet who is delivering, or that we believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Sheward, but you and I talked about this, and our opinion was that we don't know anyone who delivers a vaccine, whether it be a medical doctor, a nurse practitioner, or a nurse, or the military, no one who actually delivers that injection really knows what's in that injection. No one really knows. because we're not really told what's in that serum. Is that right? I mean, are we saying that we're injecting, people are being injected, and the people who are doing the injecting don't really know what they're injecting? They don't know. I mean, if I put spark plugs in a vehicle, I know the make and the model and the spark plug gap. I know what I'm putting in that vehicle. I know for certain because I pay attention to it, and I can read what the spark plugs say. But a serum, we don't know. We really don't know. So I guess I don't understand. I don't understand how multiple companies can be in a competition to build a vaccine and no one knows what's in it, and the government says that's okay, it's good. Y'all just keep on doing it. Thank you very much. And we're having all kinds of side effects or complications or deaths or blood clots or ongoing complications. Isn't that right? From the injections. And are the numbers of the people dying from the injections approaching or eclipsing those who have died from just plain old COVID-19/China genocide?
Well, I don't know any fact that I trust about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything in the world that I would trust a fact about it these days.
I know people, Dr. Shealy, who have gotten the vaccine and who have recommended that, you know, I get the vaccine and our family gets the vaccine. And I've said, there's no sense in discussing it. There's no sense in debating it. You know, it's an immutable point. I'm not getting it. And no one in our family, you know, my immediate family, lives under our roof here. No, none of us is going to get the vaccine, period. That, you know, there's no sense in discussing because it's not going to happen. And there are too many questions I have, and I don't trust any of the alleged experts or media or government, so I'm not doing it, and no one in the family is. And many of them have gotten really ill, and they do not tie getting sick with the vaccine that they got, you know, a week before. They don't see that. They cannot see that whatever they had before, it got way worse after they got the vaccine. They don't tie it together. It's just a coincidence in their mind. To me, you know, from the distance of a telephone call, I can tell that they are not the same after they got that vaccine. Yeah, have you seen that as well, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. No question.
It's kind of like the people who voted for Joe Biden. They still think he's a good guy. He's doing a great job. I don't understand. Is it blinders? They have blinders on? Did they shut their brain down? What happened to people where did they drink Kool-Aid and it really works really well and they can't figure things out anymore? I don't know. I don't get it. Class, if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Shealy about your medical questions, 866-582-9933.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive crude oil spill off the coast of Southern California, believed to be at least 126,000 gallons, has reached the shores of Huntington Beach, damaging local wildlife and possibly closing miles of beach for months. The origin of the leak was a line break at the rig Ellie, owned by Houston, Texas-based Amplify Energy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on Sunday said he hopes to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a reconciliation package in the next month, setting another target date of Halloween for Congress to approve two massive spending bills after a failed attempt last week. Afghanistan's capital could be plunged into darkness as winter sets in because the country's new Taliban rulers have not paid Central Asian electricity suppliers or resumed collecting money from consumers. Most of Afghanistan's electricity is imported from neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cuban-American singer Pitbull at a recent concert put his love for America above the powers trying to diminish our nation.
If you don't like the United States of America, go back to the countries that we the f*** from, and you'll see how much you appreciate the United States of America.
In 5 years, New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will face re-election. On the GOP side, Republican Desi Cuellar was on Fox News Sunday as he looks to unseat AOC.
My family fled Cuba because of a communist dictatorship that was put into power by people using the same socialist lies like free health care, free education that people like AOC and others are using today. So I just got tired of seeing it. I got tired of watching it grow the way that it's been growing. And after seeing that nobody's really getting the job done the way it should be getting done, I decided I have to just step in and do my best to get it done. Castro took over Cuba in 1959, and my family fled Cuba a few years after that. They resettled in Miami, and half of my relatives basically were born in the United States. Half of my relatives were born in Cuba. And eventually they came down to New York where I was born, and the rest is history. I was homeless for about 5, almost 6 months. So it was a difficult time for me. But I could say that the good that I took out of that was I learned what I can endure. I learned what I was made of, essentially, because I never looked for an easy way out. I never reverted to criminality, and I did my best, and thank God I was able to get out of it. And I'm here today with you guys, so thank God.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, I've been walking around in kind of a fog. I don't understand this. So we have a dear family. They're friends of ours, close friends of ours, and they had a family member, blood family member, like sister, brother kind of thing, senior citizen in the hospital, and the hospital was several hours away. And in order to see this family member in the hospital, who was really not doing well, really, really sick, probably close to death, actually, the family, the visitors, had to get a vaccine in order to see their loved one in the hospital. And I'm really confused by that, because if I understand this right, the vaccine is a more mild dose of the China virus. So Why would the hospital say, in order to see your loved one who is really at death's door, in order to see that loved one, you're going to have to get a low dose of the China virus in order to come in here? I don't get that. Am I missing something, Dr. Shealy?
No, it's part of current insanity, period, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. I just can't understand why, if someone's at death's door and you're trying to save that person's life, giving visitors the China virus, a milder dose that would make them, that would give them the China virus at a mild dose, why would you do that and say you got to do that in order to come see your loved one? Potentially infect them even more, right? Am I confused? Isn't that what that is? Giving
the world is
isn't
confused.
A vaccine? Yeah.
The world
but
is
isn't it
by the Center for Death Control?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Randy in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to hear y'all.
Are you confused too? I mean, this is unbelievable.
I am very confused. Let me just tell you my observations of people getting this virus, of these people getting these injections, and I understand my perspective is empirical, but I know way more people who have died since they've gotten the injection than I personally know who we know conclusively had the Wuhan virus. And I am troubled by that. And I deal with probably directly about 1,500 people a year because I'm a CPA. And I am more disturbed. My ex-wife called me about a month ago, and I talked to her only about once every 4 years. And she told me, she said, I need some tax advice. My mother just died. And I was just kind of chatting with her, and I said, well, was she sick? She said, oh, no, she was in great health. She had just gotten the vaccine the day before she died, and she was so looking forward to being able to get out and go out shopping. And I said, she got it the day before she died? There's too many people who cannot connect the dots. And then she told me her stepfather had died just about 4 weeks before, but only about 3 days after he got the injection. I am just flabbergasted at the number of people who just do not connect the dots and realize there are way more people dying from the injection than the virus. That's where I'm at, guys.
Okay. I'm at the same exact place, same exact time as you. I'm absolutely confused. They can't, and these aren't stupid people. The people that I'm referring to that I know, I would say are pretty darn smart. Except in this arena, they're not so smart. They don't get it. They just flat out don't get it. It's
one interesting so-called statistic that came out recently is more people have died from the vaccine injection this year than died from the virus last year.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Dr. Shealy. I didn't say it quite that well, but yeah, that's what I was saying before. Right now,
but I don't think people believe that number that you just talked about, Doctor. I just don't think that they just cannot fathom that.
Well, they don't want to fathom that, and, of course, the Federal Death Administration and the CDC, which I also call the death situation, don't want them to believe it.
You know,
Randy, here's an interesting fact. I know several people who are about my age, so 70, okay, who have type 2 diabetes. And I've talked to them in the past and even recently, different people, and I would say to them two things. One, you know, if you'll call in on Monday, I'll put you on the air with Dr. Shuley, and you can have your list of medicines. You can tell him, you know, when this type 2 diabetes started, and he'll put you on a protocol, and you can fix this all by yourself. All you have to do is change what you do, exercise, change your eating habits, don't eat certain things, and take some supplements, and you can get rid of this, and you won't have to stick yourself with insulin.
They don't want to do it.
Well, and I tell him, then I give him a preview, and I say, I can tell you some of the things he's going to tell you. No white stuff, meaning no white bread, no white flour, no white pasta, no white potatoes, no white rice. I know he's going to say that because he said that, and I remember him saying that. I know he's going to say that, but he is going to tell you that, you know, you got to cut, and the sugar. And you need to exercise, and you need to take some supplements, and you can fix this. And so no bread. So let's, you know, start with no bread. And then it's always the same thing. I love bread. Oh, okay. So do you love bread more than...
life?
Right. So
you're doing nutrition every day?
Well, some people say, well, it's not so bad. I only do it once a week. Because there must be some long-acting insulin. But the point is, two things have never happened. One, they have not called in. I'm talking about multiple people. And the other thing is they don't want to give up the things that are making them sick. So those are two things they won't do. They won't call in. I have a 100% failure rate in getting people to call in with maladies that they have or a family member has, you know, someone who is not already in the class. Okay, I'm talking about people I've met who are, you know, not regular students and they're not instructors. Now, instructors and students call in with their questions, but if they have not, they're not already a student or an instructor, they won't call in, period. They won't do it. And, you know, I've got a note here to talk about a 70-year-old who's on hypertensive meds. He's 6 feet 2, weighs 280 pounds. He's been a type 2 diabetic for 15 years. And I told him that what's going to happen if he'd call in. And did he call in? No. He didn't call in today. I asked him to call in today. I told him, I'll give you as much time as you possibly would like, up to 2 hours. Because I only have 2 hours. But up to 2 hours, you can have as much or as little as you'd like. All you have to do is call in. And we've got another 16 minutes, but he hasn't called in. And I am 100% confident he's not going to call in. Dr. Shuley, this happens over and over, and it's only been happening for 10 years. Well, going on 11, that I know of, that I've been asking people, you know, to give you a call. I can't make them do it. I can't even encourage them to do it. I can't even encourage them to take their own health into their own hands and enjoy life more without being as sick. Randy, have you had experiences where you've given people advice that will absolutely, positively, for sure help them and they don't take it? I mean, are we the only ones?
Y'all are not the only ones. I am baffled at people, at the American people, who they would rather sit where they are in misery than try something different.
I talked to a man. I bought a piece of farm equipment with our son. He drove several hours in the truck to go pick it up with our trailer. And this was, within the last couple of weeks. And I talked to this man, and I said, look, I found out that he had cancer. He's in remission. I said, you know, there's probably some things that you can do to help your situation and do even better. And I said, so, you know, I'll give you the number, and all you have to do is call in. And I asked his son if the father didn't want to call in, maybe the son would call in. Son's like about 30 years old, maybe late 20s. And I said, well, let me ask you this. Will you just please talk about it at dinner time? please just consider calling in. Okay, we'll consider it. Never happened. Didn't happen. So, I mean, literally 100% failure rate. Dr. Shealy, is it my approach? Am I...
No, you're just not. Willie, Vince, the one statistic that proves to me how right you are is that 97.5% of Americans do not have one of the five most essential health habits. So only 2.5% of people are smart enough to be alive. So why does anything else bother you?
Yeah. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. It's on my list. And Randy, please stay with us if you'd like to. So our garden, you know, we had the most vigorous garden we've ever had. We put clear plastic down. We put straw on it to keep the sun's rays from, you know, causing the mass evaporation under the plastic. And we put some tomato plants, some pepper plants, and some sunflowers and corn, etc. And the garden is just absolutely magnificent. We still have tomatoes growing every day. And I have been eating for 2 months. I've gone out to the garden, and I've cut, I've picked some fresh tomatoes, some yellow tomatoes, some red tomatoes, some cherry tomatoes, cluster tomatoes, and all different kinds of varieties of tomatoes, and all kinds of peppers. I cut them up fresh, you know, wash them, cut them up, put them in a, so peppers and tomato salad. A little oil and vinegar, that's it, period. And and maybe a little bit of like feta cheese, a little bit, a tiny, tiny amount. That's it. And I've been eating that for like two meals every day for 2 months, and I have to tell you, I've lost, I'm down to 133 pounds, down from like 138, and I feel so much better. I mean, I thought I felt pretty good before. I feel even better. Is there a possibility of eating too many tomatoes and too many peppers, Dr. Shealy? I mean, of course I'm eating protein as well, but when we come back from this break, would you comment on what I've done and, you know, fresh, what I'm talking about is eating fresh. And Randy, I'd love to hear if you've done something similar. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Noam, Sheila's with us. Randy, any comments?
Yeah, my family, we've been growing a pretty good-sized garden for about 4 years now. And a lot of the stuff that we grow is more like the dark greens. I've been focusing on, like, the spinaches, the dark collards. And when you eat like that, you do feel it does do something to your body, and it does make your body react a lot better than eating all of the processed foods, all of the sugars and the starches.
I saw someone eating white donuts, you know, those white powdered donuts. If I remember correctly, those white powdered donuts contain an ingredient, titanium dioxide. And that's the chemical that's put in, or used to be put in, white paint to make it white. Dr. Shuey, any comments?
Well, your bell peppers and tomatoes, interesting. Each of them has a great amount of one or another of essential nutrients. But both of them have great essential nutrients.
And how about
How about
tomatoes? Am I overdoing it? Two meals a day with a, you know, great big plate? Well, I'd say great big. I'm okay with that.
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of tomatoes pretty soon. I'm thinking like in a month I'm not going to have any more. But you know, it's really nice. It really, I'm a little more hungry, you know, between meals, but. It sure is nice to have lost a little bit of excess weight. And, Dr. Shuey, I'm wearing the same size clothes that I wore in college. I really am. And Mrs. Finelli is wearing the same size clothes she wore in college, in high school. So it is possible, right, to get back there.
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, there's virtually no fat, of course, in either one of those vegetables.
Right.
And...
Okay. Here's another.
Can I throw this out real quick, Vincent? Our biggest problem with our garden and all of the fruit trees that we have, I am having, and now I'm down here in the Gulf Coast area, I am having just tremendous problems with all of the little mean animals coming around and I'm taking at least half, if not 70% of my any of my produce. And I am trying all kind of things to try to keep them out. And I get so mad when I watch a YouTube video like I was this weekend of these guys gardening, and they're coming out with just tons of tomatoes and tons of apples. And I'm like, now this one guy, he was in Arizona and I'm in Houston. And I'm like, okay, so maybe he doesn't have squirrels and bird problems there. But I am open to any kind of new technique, but the normal, other than making a greenhouse, and I guess that's where I'm going. I'm just going to have to make a greenhouse.
I have an answer. And here's what we've done. And this is, you know, when I was growing up, we put the garden in the corner of the property. Okay? It's too far. It's too far. The corner of the property is too far. That means dragging the hose across the lawn, you know, those kinds of things. So here, and I'm talking in the 1950s, in the 1960s. So here, what we do is we have the garden right outside the kitchen door.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little veranda, and you take like four or five steps, and there's the garden. The garden has cattle panels around the perimeter of the garden. So let's say roughly 30-something by 30-something. And there's a gate. I took a chain-link fence gate and put that in there. And so that's the gate that we go in and out of. Now, right next to that is the veranda where the dogs hang out. So the dogs... the dogs are able to hear these noises at night when these other animals are looking at our tomatoes and peppers and, you know, those kinds of things. And they bark. And so they keep the predators away. But they don't keep the hornworms away. And the problem with the hornworms are these, you know, 2 or 3 inch long worms that are the diameter of a fat pencil. Those things, they're green. Those things will take a bite out of each tomato. You know, just... they want to check and make sure they're all good. So take one bite out of each one. Now, that's a problem that we haven't been able to solve. But in terms of the squirrels and rabbits and those guys, no, they don't come around anymore because the dogs see them, and the dogs bark, and the dogs win. So that's how we fix that problem. And we don't use insecticides and herbicides and those kinds of things. Dr. Shuler, your comments?
Well, I actually was going to mention the dog myself because that will help a lot. And there is something like that, diatomaceous earth. It can help the other worms.
Yeah, diatomaceous earth. D-E, the letter D, the letter E. Diatomaceous earth. And they're like prehistoric animals, kind of like coral, ground up into a flower-like powder. And if you look at it under a microscope, it's like shards of glass.
And also, Bacillus thuringiensis, B-T. Both of them are safe.
B-T, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The B-T is organic,
well,
yeah.
Randy, on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about have we been of any help to our class. And if you feel like calling in, we'd love to hear if we've helped you in any way, shape, or form. Dr. Shuler, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Monday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.